Grupa Granica, Teil 2, das Interview.
So, I am an activist of Grupa Granica and a member of the collective Hola Hola. And I provide humanitarian aid for the people on the move here on the Polish and Belarusian border in Podlasia region. So practically I'm one of the people that like carry the stuff that we bring for the people on the move and stuff that they need. And I mean, this stuff are like clothes, food, water, hot food, and also medical aid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And since when are you active?
Yes, here? I'm also the local person here. I live mm-hmm. here, and so I'm doing this from the beginning and like since 2021. Mm-hmm. So into the 2021, the crisis started here, and so I just like join other activists and other local people. So yeah, I'm in the beginning here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And why did you decide to do this work?
It's a good question, and I also answer like it's not important why I'm doing this, but it's important why the other people don't do this. Mm-hmm. But for me personally, I can imagine to live here and ignore the situation, because I know this place, this context, and I cannot stay at my home and living my life and thinking that like 20 kilometers from my home there's the people dying in the forest. Mm. So it was like totally naturally. Mm-hmm. To start, and I cannot do differently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too important, and I don't want that people died here.
Mm-hmm. And can you maybe describe a little bit more mm-hmm. how it works? So you have this.
A little bit. Yeah. So the people on the move cross the Polish-Belarusian border, and they are like trapped in these territories. This region, the Podlasia region, is very specific. This territory have many forests, and it's very hard to survive without anything, without basically aid. And these people often are victims of violence by the Belarusian soldiers and also Polish border guards and militaries. And they often are pushed back to the Belarus mm-hmm. from, of course, the Polish army and border guards. So when they need our help, they contact us. Contacts like Grupa Granica, we can say. Mm-hmm. It's a big structure of different realities, and we are like activists and volunteers that stayed here in this area, in this region. And when the people on the move contact us, we just respond and answer on this. And we bring stuff that they need. and we bring this stuff and we like start to looking for them in this area. And when we meet them, we provide everything that the standard things that they need, of course. It's very difficult, of course, for us and for them, because of course the Polish army and border guards are trying to complicate this kind of aid, okay, and they don't want, of course, that we had have a contact with the people on the move, and for this, of course, they push back them. So we must do these things, this everything that we do totally in secret, and of course. Also, we activists, we are victims of the repression and violence by the army on the or the border guards. And totally, totally, practically, it seems like we are like a team with a big backpacks, and we bring the stuff, clothes, boots, bottles of water, packages of food, thermos of hot tea and hot meals to these people that are hiding in the forest, and we of course also like medical stuff, medical aid, and it's just this.
And so how do they know about you? How do they contact you? Is there kind of a hotline or something?
Yes, but I don't want to tell you more.
And so it's also sometimes quite, you just described a little bit like the forest, and there is some like water, a lot of water.
Yeah, swamps, for example. It's very wild area of Poland here. So also we have like very low temperatures during the winter, and the forests are very like the people on the move often call it jungle. And yeah, it's very difficult to survive when outside is like minus 15 or 10 with snow, or when the people on the move are like blocking the swamps, and there is a rivers, lakes, and the forest area is very big. So yeah, it's very hard to them to cross, and they also need our help because they are blocked on the Belarusian side for like maybe days or weeks, and they're a victim of violence. So when they cross, they need our help and our support. I think it's better to say support. They are hungry, totally hungry, and they need often medical aid, and so they need our support to survive, Of course, they have maybe other plans, doesn't matter. The most important thing that we do, it's like support them during this passage, and we want to be like sure that they like survive this part of their travel, we can say.
And sometimes you have to go also like during the night, and
yes, of course, you never know when the call comes to you. So yeah, we have like shifts, and yeah, we are like totally prepared to start in every in every time, during the night, during the day, on holidays, in summer, winter, doesn't matter.
So you need quite a lot of people that are doing this.
Yes, this is that I think we have, like, by our side, like the activist side, we have two big problems, or maybe three. The first, of course, is lack of people. Of course, we understand that it's very difficult and it's very hard, and maybe the person could be like a victim of the repression or something. And it's very, very hard, like physically, and maybe it's more difficult mentally and psychologically than physically. Because you must leave these people in the forest. So it's, I think it's the most difficult part for, like, emotionally for the activist. And so it's normal that, you know, there's not many people that would be part of this. It's too hard to them. And the second problems, of course, always are the money, because we need to pay the fuel, we pay the stuff that we bring to the people on the move. We have different, of course, payments to do. So it's very difficult for the realities, like our in this case, like at the for the collectives, of course. And the third, I think, are the repressions. I think it's the three, in my personal opinion, biggest problem for the activists here.
So it was also in Germany a little bit news about the so-called Hainovka 5.
Yes.
And can you say something about this?
Yes, a little. I can say that they won now in this first, like, you know, step. I don't know how to say it. It's possible in the Polish law to take an appeal. Like the second part of the on this, like, trial. Okay, so in the first part they won, but we will see if it's the end of this big story. And of course the situation was that these five people were, like, accused of human trafficking, and, like, they were also accused to help the people to cross the border, and blah blah blah. It's totally not true, and this trial was, like, they try to describe us, like, you know, criminals and people that make real human trafficking. It's of course not true. We only provide humanitarian aid. So it was also, like, one form of the repression that we have here. So for now the situation is okay, and this five people won this trial, and the first step, we will see
how it goes on.
Yeah, in the future.
And so you just said that you are just in, like, it's like giving humanitarian aid, so you don't take them to another place.
Yes,
you don't take them in a car and
just yeah.
On the spot, you help them?
Yes, totally. There's nothing more to say. We provide only humanitarian aid. We try to keep them safe, and we help them to survive this situation. They had the last years the possibility to apply for the asylum here, mm-hmm. but this year the Polish government they closed this possibility for them. Mm-hmm. So the last years, also we provide we help them to apply and to to try. We help them to try making a new start in their life in Poland, mm-hmm. and so we have also the lawyers that help us and etc. But in this moment, it's not possible anymore.
Mm-hmm. Maybe also connected mm-hmm. to that, how is the situation right now? So you said you started in 2021.
Yeah.
And I guess in the beginning it was a lot of people that you had.
Yeah. Of course, it's only 4 years, but mm-hmm. The situation, the border changed, and I think it's very dynamic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now on the Polish and Belarusian border, we have we call it a wall. It's a metal structure on the all Polish and Belarusian border. It's 5 meters high, yeah. But at the beginning, there was nothing, between the Poland and the Belarus. So the passage was, of course, simpler. Now it's harder to cross, to pass, but not impossible, of course. There were a lot of people at the beginning. Also, it's not like that now we have less people, but it's more, I don't know how to say, more regular or something like that, because at the beginning the people on the move didn't know, for example, what the weather could be expected here, and they believe on the premises of the smugglers or something like that. And now we think that the people on the move maybe are a little bit more conscious mm-hmm. about the the territory and the situation, military situation of the militarization of this space. Mm-hmm. But I think the only one part of the people on the move, of course. Mm-hmm. We meet people who really don't understand, I think, what's happening here, and they believe from the smugglers, and they imagine totally different situation, or they imagine differently this part of his travel. But we can see, of course, the difference between the beginning and now, and probably will change in the future. We don't know, the territory are militarized, and so. Oh, we see many army and border guards, and of course the Polish government, but also I think the the European narrative is very scary, mm-hmm. and they try to scare the people, and European citizens. Because we are so close to Russia and we are so close to Belarus, and so we must protect our land, what? So probably the situation will change in the future. We don't know how and when, but we are here. We are ready for everything.
Yeah, I mean, we can, about this political situation, we can speak about another time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you told me also that you are right now writing kind of a book with recipes.
Yeah.
Would you like to say something about it?
Yeah, I'm, I must say that this, in this situation, the border, we are totally, there are different groups of activists and volunteers, and one of this group that I love with all my heart are Soup for the Border. They are called Soup for the Border, and it's a group of people that prepare the meal and soups for the people in the move, and they like bringing to us here. They prepare it in, like, in Warsaw, in other cities of Poland, and so we can have a very healthy soup for the people in the move, and also we have like more time to more space and time to arrive to the people, and not like, you know, prepare before and cooked and blah blah blah. And so we are preparing a recipe book of these soups and also of meals that we eat and prepare here in this region, and we eat like activists, you know, because in one hand we have the people in the move that are eating this amazing soups, and in other hand we have like activists that are in the forest for 12 hours and they are eating only like protein something, you know. And also, it's a very important, like, a symbol, you know, eating together and cooking together. It's very important. We share this moment and these meals, and I think it's very, very symbolic. So we are preparing this book with these different recipes, and we put inside also a little histories of our activism and the situation that we had here, and pictures of things that are like happening in the forest, or situation like before and or after, you know, the intervention. So we will see. I would like to. We are preparing in Polish now, of course, this book, but I hope that in the future we can like translate it in English, and we can share this
worldwide.
Yeah,
that's great. I'm looking forward to reading. Yeah. What do you think? Like, in the media, especially like international media, there is a lot of attention, or at least in the leftist media, I would say, on the Mediterranean Sea and what's going on there, like the awful border situation. And what do you think in comparison, how is it, the media, how is it reporting about the border here?
I think that the biggest difference between, or among different routes, is that here everything is hide in the forest, is deep in the forest, and it's very difficult to show, you know, and share this dramatic situation. And for example, at the beginning in 2021, the Polish government made a red zone through the our border, and for example only the local people could like stay in the zone and they could like enter in the zone. Or in another hand, mass media or medics or activists or volunteers or like big NGOs, they have not like the permission to enter in this red zone. And now we haven't any more the red zone, but I think that there is something like red zone here, because you know, this area is military site, and we have a checkpoints. Polish border guards and army control our cars, control the people that are like walking or just like crossing the villages and this area, and of course they don't want to show what's happening here, and it's very difficult to also for the journalists to come here and show this. I would like to say another thing. We work with very, very high level of ethics. And we don't bring with us for the action or intervention journalists, and we don't want to, like, you know, put the people on the move in the situation that they must accept the taking of picture or like filming them in this situation, because of course they must say yes, because we are there with food and water, and how they can say no for the picture and for the filming. It's a very they are vulnerable, and we don't think that it's a good idea, you know, to make like a theater of this traumatic situation. So it's also very difficult, you know, to share, and also there is many different like security rules, of course, because of the repression. Also for us, but still for the people in the move. So we don't want to, like, you know, take their pictures of their faces and, you know, show it in the world. It's not that... So, like, in conclusion, in one hand, everything is very high, and the Polish government don't want to, like, show the pushbacks and the violence and the repressions. They call these people like, you know, aggressive migrants, and they call this situation the hybrid war. On the second hand, we need to protect these people, and we cannot like show their faces and their pain like that. So it's very, very complicated. And I think that is the biggest difference among the different routes, of course.
Maybe also like the localization, right?
I mean, yes, of course.
Mediterranean, there is a lot of countries like on the border or there, and here it's then the Belarusian border, and maybe people don't go so far in the east, I don't know. It could be also a reason. Maybe last question. How can people support you and your work?
So, at first, if someone wants to come here and help us and take a big backpack with us to the forest, you're welcome. And I can leave for you, of course, the email that you, and you can, like, the people can contact us. This is the first thing. The second thing, of course, if someone wants to like support us economically, will be very, very, very great. And also we can like share with you like the our fundraise page, and so mm-hmm. you can make donation for us. Mm-hmm. And also we show what we can show on our Instagram, so you can like check mm-hmm. how we spent these donations. And of course I think we need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We need to share the information about it. We need to give voice for the people on the move, and we need to talk very, very loud about this situation. And we need to show on the world what the Polish government are doing mm-hmm. here.
Yeah, so thank you very much. I think
you're
it's
welcome.
A great, very, very, really great work that you do and shows solidarity. And it's in these times of that Europe is like putting the borders much higher than before, and with so much violence on all sides. It's really great that we have people like you doing this work. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.